Hello, everybody. Welcome. I hope you're all doing really well. Looking forward to our call today. We've got special coaching skills topic, and we're going to be doing a lot of inner work today, as well as looking at strategy for clients. We're going to be working with the devil archetype, the devil archetype for yourself and others. It's something that's come up this month in a number of client session calls that I've had. I just feel like it's up, it's in the air, and it's important. So I think it's going to be really valuable. We're going to do inner work around this archetype for you and for your business. Probably it comes up in your business. We're going to look at how to use this work with your clients. And this call is very much like, you guys know Sacred Depths Coaching. One of the aspects of it is soul work, you know, and having as many different soul tools as possible to help clients, and soul wisdom, and, you know, to really help clients overcome humps and places where they're blocked. So this is another tool that you can use. Before we get there, I just want to mention a couple of housekeeping pieces. So first of all, I know some of you came to the bonus practicum that we had on Monday, the breakthrough questioning practicum. It was such a great call. There's so much wisdom that came out of it, not just for newer coaches, but for seasoned coaches. And so, you know, if you're wanting to go deeper with your questioning skills, I highly recommend listening to the recording of that. And I also wanted to remind, for those of you that have taken Sacred Depths before, you also have tomorrow, as a big part of our program, an invitation to the 5-hour Befriend Your Fear process workshop. I'm going to be teaching it differently than how I've taught it in Sacred Depths, which has been over the phone and into 90-minute calls. We're going to have a full 5 hours on Zoom tomorrow, and there's going to be time for a lot of practice and going deeper into that Befriend Your Fear process. So for those of you that want to go deeper into your mastery there, you've got that available to you. I'm so happy to be able to offer that to you. Okay, so all that being said, let's dive in. And, you know, when we talk about the archetype of the devil, that can be triggering for some folks. I want to be clear, we're not going to be taking a look at this archetype from a religious lens or how it's been understood traditionally via religion, because the archetype is just all negative, right, when we look at it through the religious lens. But actually, this is an archetype that I've worked with a lot over the last couple of years. When we take a higher perspective on it and a non-religious perspective on this energy, it can actually activate so much growth. It's actually, and it's something that all of us need to look at. I know that's a pretty strong statement to say everybody needs to look at this, but everybody really does need to look at this, and you'll see why as I, as we get into this a little bit more. And again, just to be clear, you know, I'm introducing this to you so that you can use it for yourself, and then we'll talk about how to really use it in your client calls and in your client sessions, I should say. Okay, so what is the archetype of the devil? Well, first let me say, like, the devil archetype, I work with tarot. It's something that, for me, helps me create so many connections and meaning and understand myself and my dynamics so much better. And the devil is one of the archetypes in the tarot. And no matter what tarot deck you look at, or most of them, I shouldn't say no matter which one, but a number of the tarot decks that you'll look at, when you look at the imagery for the archetype of the devil, when you look at the devil card, you'll see, you know, a monstrous figure, sometimes with horns, sometimes not, oftentimes androgynous, not necessarily male or female, again, depending on the deck that you look at. But almost all of them, what it is going to have is there's the devil, and then there's going to be other people, human beings, in the image, in chains. And the idea is that the devil has you in chains. The idea is that the devil has control over you, is making you do something that you don't want to do, or feel something that you don't want to feel. The idea is that the devil has power over you. It's a taskmaster, maybe. And anyone that is experiencing the energy of the devil in one way or another feels like they have no choice, like they have no agency over something, and they feel trapped. That's what the chains are about, right? They feel trapped. But when we look deeper, when we look a little bit deeper, and there's many layers to look deeper, so we're going to take this layer by layer by layer. So when we look just a little bit deeper, we usually see that, first of all, that we've sold our soul to the devil in one way or another. And what that means is that the chains that are in the image, the chains that the devil wields, well, we're chained to our vices and our illusions. And that's why we feel trapped. Because we're chained to our vices and our illusions, and those vices and those illusions have so much power over us that they control us. So when I say vices, by the way, of course it could mean smoking or drugs or, you know, whatever it is, but probably for most people in this circle, the vices or the illusions are in the form of whatever we believe around money or the need for more money or whatever we believe about fame and fortune or whatever we believe about how much of visibility we need or sexual attention or our need for validity or our need for more and more, you know, on and on, right? So it's our vices and our illusions that keep us feeling trapped and as if we have no choice. So let's pause there for a moment, right? And I'll just, you know, let me just even give a couple of examples in the business realm or entrepreneurial realm for a moment. So if you kind of have a belief rolling around somewhere inside of you that I need to work till 9 every night, in one way or another, maybe, you know, one case out of 100, this isn't going to be true, but in one way or another, that need to work until 9 p.m. every night and the feeling victimized in that and feeling trapped in that is going to be a byproduct of being chained to a vice or an illusion. Or if you feel trapped by your clients, that they want too much from you, and you have to keep on giving and giving and giving and giving. Chances are that feeling of being trapped in the client situation is a product of being chained to a vice or an illusion. If you feel like all of your energy is going to anything, right, whether it's your business or a certain relationship or whatever it is, and you feel trapped in it, like there is no choice, chances are that there are some chains there for you to a vice or an illusion. If you feel constantly compelled to, I don't know, do something that isn't working for you, where you feel trapped. Even in your personal life, whether it's about romance or whatever it is, and you see no choice out of it, the devil is there holding you in chains, but the devil is the vice or the illusion. So hopefully this is starting to make sense. We're gonna keep on going deeper and deeper into this, but for now, let's pause. And I want to ask you a couple of journaling questions because I think it will help you begin to get more clear. So, first question, who or what do you feel has power over you or is holding you prisoner? Who or what do you feel has power over you? So you don't have any agency there. You have no power there. Who or what? Who is a person? What is it? Any kind of thing or entity? Do you feel has power over you or is holding you prisoner? Take a moment. It might be one thing. It might be a list of things. Next question, similar to the first one, but it may get at some other answers for you or insights for you. Where in your life and your business do you feel trapped? Where in your life or your business do you right now feel trapped? And this next question, again, this is really the same as the first two, but just may help you get in from another angle. Where in your life does this energy of the devil show up, this devil archetype show up? Where are you starting to see that you have this, this scenario in your life where you're in chains, where there is a devil that is controlling you or the taskmaster? question, whatever it is that you answered so far, pick the place that is causing you the most trouble or pain right now. Pick the place that's causing you the most trouble or pain right now. And for whatever that place is, the next question is, so how does the devil show up in that particular area in your life? And what happens when the devil shows up in that particular place in your life or in your business? So how does the devil show up there? And what happens when the devil shows up there? Really inspect it. Come at this like a detective and just write out all the clues that you see. What happens when the devil is there? And how does it show up? Take another moment with that. Next question, whatever the situation that you're working with, whatever is the place where the devil shows up and it's most painful for you right now, when the devil shows up there, what beliefs show up along with it? What are some of the beliefs that show up with it? It's almost like those beliefs are part of what have you in the chains, right? What are the beliefs that show up with it? And then, last question for now, wherever the devil is showing up for you, what does that energy of the devil feel like to you? Describe the energy that you feel in your body in this situation where the devil is present. What does it feel like? What's the energy? All right, we're going to pause here. There are still many layers. We're ultimately going to get to some important shadow work around this. But let me pause here. I want to make sure you guys are with me on this because this is a tough topic, and also hear what's coming through so far. So star two, what's coming through so far? What are you seeing? Tara.
Hi, Joanna. I love this topic. I love the tarot, and I have not really worked with the devil archetype, so this is really interesting. I mean, what I saw coming up is mainly around beliefs related to money. I feel like the devil definitely shows up there more than anything else. And I see how it has something to do like scarcity or things might not work out. And it's like so bizarre because like in the past 3 weeks, I've had like 43,000 or 40, something like that in sales. And I'm like going, but I wanted to be, you know, having 10 women who've enrolled in this program and at 100,000, you know, and it's like if I looked at my past self and I created these results, I would go, oh my God, Tara, you're doing amazing. But somehow this devil archetype like comes in and it's like, you could be doing better. Is anybody else going to enroll?
Yes.
Sneaky and dark and I feel the energy of it though, and I would really like to release it.
Yeah, good. And I love first of all, I just love all that you're seeing. It feels like this is coming at the perfect moment. I was so happy when I saw you on the call today. And I could hear even just what you're saying, like how easy it is for you to slip into that energy without even realizing it. Like it really does become your master, and you haven't even realized that that's what's happened.
Yeah, that is exactly what's happening. So this is great awareness. Thank you, Joanna.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good. Let's hear from some more of you. Michelle.
Oh, my gosh, this is ridiculously on time. I just want to slither up under my desk and go, oh, my gosh, I'm so called out.
I'm telling you, it's been in the air. Like, I've seen it this month, so you're not alone. And I'm glad that even though you want to curl up under your desk, you're actually you haven't gotten off the line and you're raising your hand to share. So that's good.
I feel a little absurdly seen here, like, naked, like, oh, no. So it's interesting because at the end of the year, I went to a workshop where I really, you know, did some really deep work on the recording Nobody Likes Me. And it made it really clear, like, how it just, the little hair I have, it just drags me by it all the time, every single day. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was on a call for Denise Duffield Thomas, one of the money coaches. And, she was saying that to earn more, your desire to earn the money has to be greater than your fear. And I got off the call furious, just absolutely furious. But I, you know, like the little things, like, would you follow up with the people who've made inquiries about you and have kind of fallen off the radar? Just send a note. I won't do it. I'm trying to expand into the lawyer circle, and I think I have a really solid plan for that. It's like pulling teeth to do this. And so for me, it just shows up as lethargy, and I just won't do it, and I can't do it. But it's this foundational belief that nobody likes me. That's my devil. It's got me chained and ready to nap.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like the only way that you're going to be safe in whatever you do is if people like you. In a way, that really is the illusion.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, that's what's got you chained up. It's not just that nobody likes me, but it's like I will only be safe in my actions if people like me. Does that resonate?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. So we're keep on going. So I'm glad your presence to this. Good. I'm going to hear a couple more shares here. These are all really good. Inbal.
So the one that I really wrote about was my schedule and this feeling of like, you know, that I get frustrated. It's like a way of constantly feeling behind. But then I was like thinking, I was like, what about comparison? I feel like that's something, because, you know, with all of these, I'm like, well, I have choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like with my food choices, with smoking, right? Like I feel like I do have choice around them. So, yeah, so I'm not really sure. There isn't something that's like super, super clear. I feel like there's so many ways.
Yeah, for sure. But let's take a look at one of them. Like, should we look at your schedule or comparison? Which one?
The scheduling is the one I wrote most about.
Okay. So what are some of the beliefs that came through, like, when you feel the devil there?
that I need to be productive and like make the day count and that I'm behind.
Yeah. So it almost feels like productivity is your devil. That's what has you in chains.
Hmm.
What's your belief about you and productivity?
That I'm not productive.
What does that mean about that you if you're not?
Yeah, that I'm like constantly behind.
And what does that mean? What's the meaning that you're making out of not being productive? Or if you fall
behind? That I don't have my shit together or that I'm a mess.
Yeah. That's the illusion right there. The only way that you can believe that you have your shit together and that you're like normal functioning human being is if you're like mechanically productive.
Yeah.
And you set that up in so many ways. It's gotten a lot better over the last year, but you set that up for yourself in so many ways. In your life, like you're chained to that. Can you see that?
Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of, or yeah.
Yeah, like I don't really think of myself as like mechanically productive.
No, I don't
or
think
like,
you are, but I
right.
think you set that up for yourself.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the way you set up your schedule and all, how many deadlines you have and all the things, if you're not mechanically productive, you've failed.
Right. Okay.
It's a setup.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that's where you're in chain. Good. Tammy.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I picked just like the feeling that I feel stuck in my business. Like I should be making way more money 20 years in and you know, just feeling trapped about kind of expanding like that whole kind of scenario that I'm in. And like some of the beliefs that came up were that I don't deserve it, I'm not ready, I don't know enough, I don't have time. I'm not totally clear on that just yet, but like the feeling is just very suffocating and stuck like when it shows up.
Yeah, good. And what is it that has you in chain? What is the thing that is trapping you? The person or the thing?
I guess it's not clear. My business?
Yeah, so I think that's the first layer. And then
what's
behind that?
Okay.
What's the if there was an illusion or a vice, right? I'm using vice loosely here, like I was saying earlier. That was something.
So wouldn't illusion be kind of like my old belief, or you just even?
Yeah. What belief would that be? It might be. Let's hear it.
I mean, I think of all of them, I don't know enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, who am I to start training people and be this, like, business owner, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So the who am I is what's keeping you trapped.
Okay.
Let's take it a step further. If you were the who, right, if you could be that one, what is it that you would achieve?
I would definitely make more money and be able to expand, and like all my ideas would like come out, and there'd be organization with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when I see other, when I'm around people and other businesses that like, I don't know, they're not definitely not as talented as me, and I don't mean to be judgmental, but I'm like, why can't I fucking like have my shit together like they do? Like it's very business like, and mine just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
That helps.
So yeah, it does. So tell me if I'm hearing this right. I don't want to get like too intellectual on it, but it almost feels to me in a way like the businessy expansion is that devil in a way. Not that we don't want you to grow your business, and we'll get to the different layers of it, but but it almost feels like whatever the illusion of being business-like and in expansion is kind of what's keeping you miserable and kind of feeling stuck in what you're doing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah, so continue to work with that as we...
Okay.
So, okay, good. All right, anyone else want to share, or anyone else want coaching on what's come up so far before we get to the next layer here? Okay. Who is this? Is this Nicole?
I'm muted.
Yeah, who is that?
It's Viv. Hey, Joanna.
Oh, hey, Viv.
Hi. Should I go? Maybe not a question, but I think this is important for me. But I'd also appreciate help with clarity. I think one of the things that came up for me was, and this is in particular within my family, is this feeling like I feel a bit trapped with sort of taking care of everyone else in not my family, like my parents, but within my family. So that's my husband and my kids. And I don't think I know I've realized that, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's really how I feel. It's trapped, but I'm not sure about the belief under it. I think what probably came to me is, and like, I don't think you'd be surprised about that, but that it was, I don't know if this is it, maybe something around that, deserving to receive, or value. I'm not sure, but I know definitely that the feeling of getting a little bit stuck in that.
So, what is the, like, if there was an illusion here, of course you have to take care of your children, right? Like, that's not, we're not going to let you off the hook of taking care of the people in your family. But it still feels like it's not like the normal taking care of. It feels like there's a trap here. What's the trap? Like, what do you feel trapped in?
Maybe a little bit by my husband's work. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the way his work is you really have to show, he can't show up at home as much.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes like in the decisions that we've made and just, his presence. Does that make sense?
Yeah. His presence?
Yeah.
Say more about that.
I think that Yeah, the amount of stress he's under with his work and the hours.
Yeah.
And that so there's sort of less of him, but then also his actual presence in that. We've done lots and lots and lots of work on it this year. So, but it's great that it's still coming up. Cause I'm like, oh wow, that's really still here. So
yeah.
We've done lots and lots of great stuff, but it's still very present for me. Sort of those two elements were his sort of lack of presence, but then also the presence of the stress.
Yeah.
Good. But I know it's something for me, right? But
yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
I'll go to
so we're gonna get to
yeah.
that and like moving
yeah.
from that trapped feeling. But it sounds like you're seeing it clearly. Like this is how you're approaching your situation, and this is the energy that you feel in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good. Hang on, because we'll get to the next pieces. But I want you to sit in that a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think it's important that you've been working on this, but it feels like you're scratching the next piece here just in terms of understanding how you've been showing up in it
yeah.
and how you've been feeling in it. Good.
Yeah.
We're going to keep
sure.
on going.
Awesome.
Okay, good. All right, and I'll take one more. Kara.
Hi, Joanna. I know you have to keep going, so we can make this short, but I just wanted to out myself. Yeah, like I'm running this program and I'm just feeling, I haven't put it out yet publicly, and I just, I have this devilish voice of advice of a belief that it's just not going to work, and I'm going to have to like overwork and stress to get people in it.
Yeah, I think I think your overwork is our like the chains, right? Like, or what happens when the devil is present? Because you
mm-hmm.
are, I know you are going to let people know about it. I have no doubt in my mind. But what I do,
yeah.
what I'm not sure about for you, Kara, is if you're going to overwork or not. I think that's the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
really where you're trapped.
Like, talked to me this morning because I was up to like 11 on my computer last night and didn't sleep well. And he's just like,
yeah.
this is.
Yeah, and it feels like you
like,
have. Yeah, and it feels
yeah.
like there's no other choice, right? Like, this
mm-hmm.
is
yeah.
the only way to move through. Like, that is the devil, right? It's like,
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
has power over you. There is no other choice. This is the only way.
Yeah.
What's the belief there that creates the overwork and the stress?
There's something about like, I mean, I've been successful at other things I've done in my life, but like I've never been so centered on me in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like this belief that I can't like generate the income that I want to just as me, that I have to like team up with other people or something, even though I don't like, I'm not inclined that way. I've always been more of, so yeah, so I can't like do this on my own.
Yeah, and I would say even
I kind of know the work works, but it's just like there's something about inviting people into it that feels like I can't do it right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think all of those beliefs make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like even just like higher level, like the taskmaster there is success. Like this is the only way.
To become a taskmaster, yeah.
Yeah, that, and that is what the taskmaster is too. Like this is the only
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So keep with that. I know, so like I'm leaving you guys in the pain of it, which is actually I want you to feel. I want to use the container that we have right now for you to actually be able to see what the energy of the devil feels like out in your life and out in your business so that you can recognize it when it's gripping you. But so let's keep on going with this. And hopefully this will ease some of the discomfort. I'm going to get to the next layer now, which is in these representations that I was sharing earlier of the devil. In every single one of those representations in the tarot decks that have chains, if you look closely at the image, the chains are unlocked. The chains are unlocked. The people in the image that believe they are being controlled, that believe that they are trapped, that believe that they have no agency in their situation, have been ignoring the fact that their chains are not locked, that they are actually free to go whenever they choose. They actually have agency. They actually have freedom. They actually have choice. But they have somewhere along the line decided that whatever this thing is so powerful that it has them locked in the chains. And it's actually not true. If you guys remember back to Sacred Depths, one of the principles that we looked at in Sacred Depths is that it was a principle of choice, that our clients, as we listen to them, we can sometimes hear that they believe that they have no choice in a situation, that they're trapped in the situation. There's only one way. But actually, Sacred Depths coaching, like one of the foundational principles is that we always have a choice. And part of our job as practitioners and part of our job as like our own self coaches or self practitioners is to remember that we always have a choice. Always. So one of the examples that I give in Sacred Depths is like the mother who, you know, says, my kids are so messy. It's so chaotic in the house. My house is never going to be clean. And I feel miserable by it. So constantly messy, right? But so that client, and maybe you know this for yourself, I've been in that place myself, right? That client is coming at her situation from a place of no choice. But actually, there's plenty of choices in that situation, right? She could choose to clean the house herself, you know, clean after her kids herself. She could choose to set up some kind of parenting, you know, I don't know, with consequences or whatever it is. Or she could choose to not be so stressed out about her mess and engage with it in a different way. There's never not a choice. We are in the grip of the devil when we start to believe that there isn't a choice. So all that being said, let me ask you some more questions. So whatever situation you're working with, whatever situation, you know, you've determined is you're in the grip of the devil, and I've already asked some of you that have shared but continue to go deeper even if you've come forward, what are the illusions in that you're operating under in that situation? What are some of the illusions there that you've been operating under? I promise you, if you're a place where you feel trapped and you feel like you have no choice, there are illusions. Without getting into more, you know, institutional places where people are oppressed, obviously. So in your situation, where are the illusions? And I'll ask a follow-up question that will help you with that. What are the choices that you actually have? And this is kind of not true all of the time, but I'll just say for a lot of the time, whatever it is that has us in chains, usually one of the illusions is that we think it will save us, like save our souls, right? Back to selling your soul to the devil. Like when you overwork, there's a part of you that thinks the overwork is going to save you. When you're making a nice amount of money, but it's like you feel trapped because of a compulsion to make more, not that there's anything wrong with making more money, but when the devil has the grip on you or you feel trapped in it, it's usually because you think the money is going to save you in some way, or the success is going to save you, or the fame is going to save you, or the sexual attention is going to save you, or whatever it is. Now, that may not be true for everybody on the call, but I just did want to kind of put that in there. The productivity is going to save you, right? Like, so that might be part of the illusion here. It has you in chains because you think your life depends on it. So what's the illusion? And what choice do you actually have? Next question. Instead of this devil, whatever devil you're each working with, having power over you, how have you actually been giving your power away and why, right? So just like the people in the tarot image that think the devil has the power over them, the truth is that they've just been giving their power over to it. How have you been giving your power away and why? When you work with the devil card, the whole point of it is to get more agency in your life instead of having things in your life have agency over you. So how have you been giving that away? Why? And then back to the choices that you do actually have, what would you need to believe to stay in a place of choice? So for whatever your situation is, hopefully now you're seeing that you're not trapped in it exactly, that there are actual choices. What would you need to believe to stay in a place of choice? There are more levels and more layers we're going to get to, but I'm going to pause here. Star 2, what are you seeing? What would you like to share? What's coming up? Or where are you stuck? And I'll help you. Kendall.
Hey, Joanna, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is really interesting. What came up for me was if I am feeling like a victim and almost not even trying, then it's almost like I have a built-in excuse and it's not really my fault.
Yeah.
I'm just protecting my health or protecting my family, whatever it is. And then it's kind of like, I don't really have to put myself out there, but it's not my fault. So it's not me that's failing. Whereas if I put myself out there, then I'm vulnerable.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So glad you're bringing that forward. What you're describing, I oftentimes call is that like high school student syndrome. It's like the high school student that doesn't study for the test and then they fail or they get a bad grade and they're like, well, but it's not because I'm not smart. It's because I didn't study. Right. And it's almost like they don't study for out of the fear that if they did study and they didn't do well, it would be so much more horrible.
Right. Yeah.
Good. Michelle.
So I'm looking at I have a couple tarot decks in front of me, and I'm looking at the cards because I was fascinated by this image of the devil. And like in the Rider-Waite deck, it looks like the actual chains could be lifted up over their heads and they could leave. Because I'm looking for where's the resistance.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. They are not actually chained.
Right. And then the other, because I want to fight them. Like, no, the chains are real. I can tell. I can feel the resistance. And then the other deck, it looks like it's like a really flimsy chain. Like you could snap it.
Yeah.
So at any rate, but I think if the question that I always need to ask is, am I in service? I'm always in service. That's actually, you know what I mean? But that if I keep that the forefront of my mind, it doesn't matter whether or not people like me. What matters is that I'm in service.
Mm-hmm.
They get to make a decision about what I'm offering, and that's fine. And the decision they make likely has nothing to do with me. But I just get to show up in service.
Yeah. Yeah. How does that shift all of this for you when you think about it that way?
It's just, it feels, there is agency. It's not quite relief because now I'm going to beat myself up. Well, why do you believe this in the first place? But
No, don't do that. We all, like I said, this is applicable to everybody. All of us have the devil. All of us do. At least one. I have more than one. I know.
Okay. So there is something that's relief about it. I mean, it's easy to do. It's just easy.
Yeah, I mean,
to
what
do.
I'm
like,
hearing is like you have a lot more freedom now to do things that you wouldn't like, take actions that you otherwise wouldn't take.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good. All right. I think this is Viv.
Joanna?
Yeah.
Okay, it is me. Yeah, so this was interesting because, I mean, I can even feel my shoulders relax. It's like, I wish I can choose. I mean, it is giving that power away is all in the reacting and the judging and the, like, pointing and all, and just all getting caught up in that. And even the belief that, you know, even that whole belief of feeling trapped. And when I looked at the choices I have, you know, I cannot react. I cannot get angry. I can, like, we can sit together and come up with strategies. Like, we can, you know, continue diving in and working on this together and creating, you know, what we want and, you know, even ways to support him. So there's lots of options in there.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, but I'm not sure about what I need to believe to stay in a place of choice, because I would love to have said, like, oh, I can just not react and everything is good. But the reality is that,
no,
like,
that's
my husband, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we are so connected on, like, multiple levels.
Yeah, of course.
So I think, like, the belief that I settled into more was, like, that we can continue growing together, that we can continue growing together. But then that kind of also counts on him being there. So I wasn't sure about that. I don't know if he's there and committed, but yeah, I just wasn't sure about maybe that my belief needs to be a little bit more about me and my choices around it.
Well, I do think that that's an important belief. Like, that just feels important in general and important in your marriage. But yeah, it's like funny that you're questioning it, you know, because to me, I'm like, yeah.
Kind of important, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, my own filters might be in this. And I know that you get other support in the house,
mm-hmm.
but I also just wonder if there are some other choices around getting more support, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, possibly. Yeah. So in bringing in more support, that could even be a part of the belief that's possible.
Yeah. It makes me think a little bit. So forever, I did not get help, support in the house, for a variety of reasons. Number one, because I'm, like, such a miser, and I was like, we can't, because of the money. But, like, even more than that, it was like, I should be the mom. And this may not be your situation at all, but I'm just going to share because I think it's helpful for you and also just to hear in general for everybody to apply. Like, you know, aside from the money, it was like, I need to be the mom who is 100% there for the kids at all times and have the nutritious dinner on the table. You know, like, all the things, like the warm chocolate chip cookies, like whatever it was, which was not ever happening, but I was constantly miserable that it wasn't, and driving myself nuts to like be all these things. And the belief there of like what motherhood is and what like the extent of my responsibilities that I had to do myself and for the house kept me in chains. And when I could finally loosen that grip and see, you know, in our situation, it was like, well, somebody else doing the laundry actually makes so much more sense than me doing the laundry, or, you know, whatever it is. It has actually allowed me, I'm still such an imperfect mother, but, like, to be more of that mother that I want to be, right, and get the support. So, I don't know, it just makes me, I don't know if that lands for you or not, but that might be it.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there might be even be like a deeper layer in for me. And I know I'm not alone in this, in that it has to do a little bit with, I know there's a deeper layer too with like the income between the two of us and the responsibilities in the house. Like, there's stuff going there. And I think that I can dig into some beliefs on that front. So this is really helpful. This is like, it's always bringing up lots of good stuff.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, and when it has to do with your partner, like they're all, it's not just you, right? Like it's, there's stuff that you have to work out on your own and how you are approaching and what you're believing, and then there are also like things that you guys have to work out together, 100%.
Yeah. 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 Got it. Okay. Cool.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tammy. You there, Tammy?
Sorry, I put myself on mute and then I started talking. Sorry about that. So I think, like, I just got a little deeper with the questions you asked. But there's this illusion that my expanding, bustling business has to kind of, like, look squeaky clean and well-organized, which is totally not me. And then this idea, like, if I'm this boss woman, like, overseeing people that I'm mentoring, it's, like, this idea that I have to kind of take that model versus, like, being, like, the gentle teacher that I usually am. And I think, like, when you talked about, like, how is this going to save me, like, in my mind, being organized in that kind of way is going to make my business. Like, it's always been, I think, like, a belief there. Like,
yeah.
Is what, that's it. Like, yeah. If I could just get my shit together, my business is going to be so amazing.
Right. And it's always the thing that we think is going to save us that we become a slave to.
Yeah. And I know, like, the power that I'm giving away is that of my expertise. Like, that I am smart and good and I'm an expert at what I do. So just kind of working with that to kind of create more of my belief in my choice.
Yeah, it feels like that's the belief that's going to lead to choice is that you are an expert and that, like, your tools are amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good. I can feel the wheels turning there. Inbal.
So, you know, this question of, like, how have you been giving your power away and why? So there's a couple of things, and I'd like some help with it. So, you know, part of it is, like, distraction or, yeah, like, you know, I've been, like, I give my energy away, like, and my time really easily, and I've been trying to, like, work on that. So about this, like, staying in a place of choice, I didn't really know what to do with that.
Are you seeing any choices that you have?
I mean, being, like, realistic about it, like, what's actually, and, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's kind of like all the work I've been trying to do on it.
Yeah. No, you've been in this inquiry. Like, this is not, you're not starting at square one with this. Like I said, you've come so far in this last year on it. What's the, and you have created more choices for yourself. What's another choice that maybe you haven't yet seen or considered? And it may not be a doing thing. It may be a, like, feeling or responding thing, relating thing.
What do you mean by those, like, a feeling or responding thing?
Like, I think you, the inquiry that you have been over this last year is, like, what can I say no to? What are the things that I don't have to take on? How can I have stronger boundaries with clients so I'm not overgiving? You know, those are all, like, doing things.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's still, like, an energetic way that you're relating that maybe you have more choice on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know if it's something that, like, I can say to myself, like, at the end of the day, or yeah, that's what's coming up for me, like, something about, like, doing my best and what I learned, or remembering that it's, like, you know, that it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all that's coming up for me right now.
Yeah, so I think those are good places to lean into. We're going to do something next that I think may help get even more. We'll see. But the other thing I see, just based on what you were sharing before, and, you know, again, like, if you guys haven't noticed, when we work with the devil, it's like we're working with shadow. And so we want things totally neatly understood in our brain. Those of you that have been, you know, shadow retreats with me, it's like we can't, those of us that need the A equals B, it's not always like that with shadow, right? So it's a little like working around it and through it. But the other thing that I see here is, like, it's about back to the saving thing. Like, it's just the sense that I get is, if I tick this off and tick this off and do this and that, then I'll be okay. It's similar, like what you were saying earlier, like, then it means that I'm not a mess.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a different way that you can relate to the to-do list that doesn't have those chains of pressure and urgency around it, because it means so, you're making it mean so much about your intrinsic value.
Yeah.
Does that resonate?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so kind of consider that and see, like, where is the choice and how you relate to all of that.
Okay, cool. That's really helpful.
Good. Okay, good. We have a little bit of time. This class really should be like 3 hours, but I'm just going to keep on going. I may leave you guys with more questions than answers, but they will be juicy places for contemplation. So here's what I want to do next. Let's go deeper with all that's been coming through. Take a moment and close your eyes. And whether you have tarot deck or not, you know the images that I'm talking about or not, it doesn't matter. So you can either recall an image, like from the tarot, you know, a devil image, or just see it in your mind. But I want you to see this image of the devil and the chains and you in these chains that we now know are actually not locked. But really just be in that energy of being in these chains and with the devil, but like the truth is apparent now that they're not locked. And what I would like for you to do is I want you to write from the voice of the devil. I want you to write a letter to yourself as if you were writing from the devil, from the devil's highest wisdom. And I just want you to start writing. You can close your eyes, channel the energy of the devil. And you're going to have a while. It's going to be about 4-5 minutes. And just write. Don't think about what you're writing. Just let it come through. Hear what this devil has to say to you. Hear what this devil wants you to know. Hear the wisdom of this energy of the devil. Just write from its voice. Because the devil actually has a lot of wisdom, and when used well, like I said earlier, the devil can open you up to your power. And, you know, think about, for those of you that know mythology and all of that, the devil is very much related to Pan, who is all about pleasure and desire, you know, and having fun, right? So let's see what wants to come through. I'll tell you when to stop. Just keep on writing, keep on writing. Let it be automatic writing. Write a letter to yourself from the devil. Let's see what this one has to say. Keep on going, keep on writing. Got another minute. Keep on going. Really allow the devil to speak its truth. See what's there. So just finish up whatever thought the devil is on. You finish that sentence. And what I'd like for you to do now is just take a minute and read what came through. Read what came through. Just read over it. See what's, see if you put your coaching hat on, put your sacred depths practitioner hat on, and you, based on all the work that we've done today and the writing that has come through, start to make connections and get to even deeper awarenesses. kind, there's still even a little more that I want to share with you today, but I do want to pause here for a minute or two. So what's coming through? Star two, what are you seeing? What's becoming clear? What did the devil have to say to you? Nobody wants to share about the voice of their devil. Who's going to be brave? What's coming through? What are you seeing? And also, where can, are you stuck in ball?
Sorry, I just dropped my phone. You know, it was less about the, you know, like, yeah, you know, they said things like there's no perfect schedule and, like, what's productive, you tell me. You know, you're stopping yourself from flow. But the first thing that I wrote was, like, I am not real. I'm here to remind you of what you want, but I'm not actually keeping you here.
I just got
so that's what stood out to me.
Yeah,
the part around, like, which was my second line, I'm here to remind you of what you want.
Yeah.
That felt like the most, yeah.
Yeah, and Val, I mean, I just got chills when you said that, because what came through for me next is when you're in those moments where the devil is gripping you and you feel that trap and that pressure and all the things, what if you were to just remember those first couple of lines?
Yeah.
You would be freed in that moment. You know, and you'd have to practice it probably many times, you know, but still it would free you in that moment, just like that. Tell me if I'm making this up, but that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that line because, you know, it went other places, like about, you know, being complicit in my own, like what's productive, you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I watch you struggle and try to make every moment count, and you're stopping yourself from flow. Give yourself more time and space.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that first line was really the most, yeah.
Yeah,
really,
I mean,
powerful.
I think all of it is important, but yeah, I hear you. I think that first line is just, like, to the point, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Really nice. Kara.
The first thing I wrote was, grrr. That was just,
yeah.
Like, the... I was doing, like, animal yoga with my daughter's preschool class this morning. We were making all these sounds, and I'm like, ah, I'm going to channel some of this energy.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, some – and it was just sort of an energy of, like, strength.
Yeah.
And the message from my devil was that overwork and over-sacrifice are – like old ancestral patterns and old parental patterns in my family line.
Yeah.
And they have been a way of, like, overriding or neglecting wisdom that's also there in my ancestral line. And it's my work to realize that I'm here to channel that and not be in the chains.
Yeah. Just knowing you and some of your story, that actually, like, brings some tears to my eyes. It feels so important, Kara.
Yeah. And I also wrote that it's not, like, my sales page or formulas.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the right people into my program. It's me, and if I'm spending all my time on those things, then I'm not people are not getting me. So
yeah, that's part of the, like, overworking instead of the honoring the wisdom and being present, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
I'm so glad you could see that. You're welcome. Michelle.
My devil just pointed out that it's just trying to keep me healthy and not being stressed out. And also that I'm fragile, and it's just trying to protect me from protect people from breaking me. So I think what I like, we talked about this on another call, but just to make sure that my self-care game, especially as I'm trying to expand, is really on point.
Yeah.
You know, like luxurious self-care. And I'm not sure I buy the fragile thing.
I know. I'm like my little BS radar. Like, I feel like the trickster part of the devil came in there.
Exactly. Like, I'm not that fragile.
Let's take a moment with that. Just close your eyes and connect in with the devil. And just, like, call BS on it and hear what it wants you to know.
You know, I think the devil is actually afraid that I can connect and lead people more than I imagine.
Hmm.
Connect
with
and lead
people.
Why is that
important? Why is that meaningful for you? What are you seeing in that?
The possibilities are expansive, continuously expansive.
Yeah. Yeah. The other piece I wanted to say, like, about the self-care piece that came up, I just want to toss this to you if it resonates. It's my belief that the more that you take care of yourself, the stronger you make your physical container, and stronger I don't mean by muscles, you know, but
right.
I mean, like, through the self-care, then the less something like, somebody doesn't like me can hurt you.
I think that's true. Like, when I get sleep, I'm less vulnerable to that.
Yes.
Belief.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that that's a really important piece of wisdom that came through.
Yeah.
In the writing. Good. Okay, we have just a couple minutes left. I want to share just a couple of practical pieces around this, working with clients. Before I do, again, just to say, like, this is, like, the devil is big stuff, right? I mean, I've worked on the devil for, you know, 2 years, and I'm still working with that energy. So I hope that what we looked at today, like I said, I'm not expecting you to walk away with, like, a lot of definitive answers, although hopefully, but more just deeper inquiry into these parts of yourself, and hopefully the part that I do hope you're walking away with is leaning into this idea that the chains are actually not stronger than you are, that you have choice, and that you can actually walk away. So in terms of your practice with clients, oh, and I'll just say, if you want to continue to go deeper with this, befriend the devil, continue to dialogue with the devil, draw the devil, dance, put on music. I love to, you know, like The Devil Inside by NXS, and move from that energy of the devil, you know, whatever is going to work for you, but continue to work with it. When you work with clients, if you've been through the shadow training, you can also use shadow tools, but I'm going to give kind of level of practice without shadow tools on this. So when would this come up when you work with clients? Well, when you're listening to a client and you see that that client feels trapped and that that client feels that they have no agency in their life or in the situation that they're in. It's like you're listening, right? Because you don't want their story. What can sometimes happen when a practitioner is listening, if they're not aware of all of this, they just go along with the client and, like, the no choice, right? And that's such a disservice. So we want to be aware when our clients are in this place of feeling trapped and, like, feeling like they're in chains, but actually, like, there's choice. Those chains are unlocked. And sometimes it's just as simple as creating awareness around it, right? You may share the image of the devil, but you just briefly and just you say that the chains actually aren't locked, right? And then from there, just follow up with a question of, so where do you have choice? Where can you take control? What do you have agency on here, right? So it can actually, if you want, just be as simple as that and taking a stand against the devil and for the principle of choice. If it feels appropriate and you want to go deeper, you can ask some of the other questions that I asked today that you journaled on. I mean, specific to whatever situation is coming up in the coaching session. Or you can work a little bit with the energy, have them, you know, dialogue with it. I wouldn't, unless it's a client that really does a lot of their own inner work and has looked at a lot of their shadows, I wouldn't have them go do the dialoguing with the devil on their own. I would have them do it in session, and then you can look at it and talk about it. And then strategize, right? Like whatever comes through, help the client have one action step that they can take that's going to just take them a step out of the chains, right? Just a little bit out there. Okay, we've got a couple of minutes. Any questions on any of this? Or any last words or takeaways before we wrap for today? Any questions or takeaways? Going once, going twice. All right, then I will trust that we're complete. I would love to hear what continues to come up for you as you work with this, or just like let what we looked at today sink in and think more things are going to come through over the next 24 hours, even if you do nothing with it. So keep me posted, and I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy your day. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.